This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Elu Kelim Matzilin Bitzomit Psil. The basic premise of the Nyonim of Hakofas Tzemit Psil that we've been learning now, the last Perek or two, is that when something is in a Kli Cheres, even though the ear space ostensibly is Avir that should be Mitami, that's why Omeis, or Al Tzavir Shinimtza by Sheretz, Avir of a Kli Cheres. But the fact that it's in a different Kli Cheres takes it out of the realm of that Avir HaMitame. The Shaila is, what is the Kli that it could be in that will do that Hatzola? It has to be a Kli. Because of that, we have specifications in it. If the Kli is a Kli that's Mekabel Tumo, Kli Mateches, Kli Eitz, and so on. So the fact that the Kli is Mekabel Tumo means that it's not Hatzola. We've had this Klal before. Kli Cheres is doch not Mekabel Tumo, because it's only Mekabel Tumo. Me'avire, not Migav. We have other Kelim over here in the Mishnah, not because they're Mekabel Tumo Me'avirom, but because they're not Mekabel Tumo at all. Kli Glolim is a Kli that's made out of Glolim. You could fashion something that has a clay kibble, but it doesn't have a shame Kli to be Mekabel Tumo. Kli Avonim, Kli Adomo. Kli Adomo, Lecher should be the same thing as Cheres, except that over here it's not refined Adomo. It's earthenware, but unrefined. Dried pieces of clay. I read that when they built houses on the prairie in the Chveis in Kansas and South Dakota, so they took pieces of earth. The earth was very tough, and they dried it in the sun, and they built with that. That was like bricks. So you could definitely treat it as earthenware, but it's not refined, so it doesn't have a shame kli. Kli cheres is what we call that it was made in a kiln. Kli neser. There's also Kli Adam, but it's a type. Maybe it's something similar to aluminum. Kelim that are made from Atzmois HaDog V'Oiroi. It's made from bones of Dag V'Oiroi. We have Gzeis HaKosuv. The Mishnah is going to say later on, Perek Yizayin, Kol Shebayom Tohor. Even though the skin, there's such a thing as clay, or Begodim. Could be Mitame. If it's clay, Etzem is from a behemoth. But Kol Shebayom, the Nevel of a dog is not mitame. That somo is not a kli that can be mekabel toima, and the oil of a dog as well. Even if you could use it as a kli, but not mekabel toima. Uklei ha'etz ha'tohirim. Klei etz ha'tohirim l'chayra. Klei etz amekabel. So we're talking over here. Ha'tohirim is the mefarshim say when it's very big, where it could fit our boim so. The Rav adds a detail that we'll see later on about is that the way to measure the size where it's not any more a kli. The Torah says, Mikol kli eitz oi beged oi or oi sok. It has to be dumya de beged or oi sak, that it's doba hametaltel. If it's too big, it can't be nistaltel, so it's not a kli. So the weight is either 40 so of liquid, which is the size of a mikveh, or it's shishim so of salad. That's the shear. There is another pshat that the Mefarshim bring, which is Kli Eitz Tahirim could mean Kli Eitz that doesn't have a base kibble. And because of that, it's Tahirim. Kli of Mateches, we had in the first parak, could be Mekabel Tumo even without a Kli kibble. Not by Kli Eitz. It's not as choshev as Kli Mateches. That could also be a possibility. All these things, if it's in it, it's hard to say Kli Eitz Tahirim is something without a base kibble. Because we're talking over here, Gabi Hakof is Summit Psil, so by definition, it has a clay kibble. It's surrounding something that's nitzal. So what are we talking about? We're not talking about a flat tray made of cleates. So the passion is like the first pshat. Is that cleates to item? Because it's such a huge thing that it's mamish the size of a bathtub, so maybe it's not the kabbal tum. Now we'll just point out a few horrors. One horror is over here, in the Mekor of Kol HaKelim HaTorim Matzilim B'Tzomit Psil. You look at the Rav, and it comes from the Rash. They bring a drosha from a Sifri of the pasuk says, V'choil. V'choil is marbe that kol ha'kelim toirim is matzel. It's a ribuy. It's a kli, but it's, since it's not mekabel tumo, sumela, it's matzel b'tzamet psil. L'maisi, you look at the Rambam says, a svara. It's a kabel choyim. Kli cher, resh mekabel tumo, mitoicho is matzel, kolshkin, something that's not mekabel tumo at all. So Tesis Yom Tov says, Im svaruhu lomalikra, yes, on the Rash and the Rav. L'chayra, the answer should be straightforward. There would be a legitimate havamina to have something doesn't have a shame kli. It's not makabel tumah. The pshat felt in the shame kli. Felt in the shame kli. Who says that it has a din? Remember what we said in the end of the last perek, that the din of tzom psil is not airtight from a biological standpoint. Airtight means that it's not in that space because it's in a kli. What happens if it doesn't have a shame kli? If it has a din of a tzibroch in a kli, then even with the stima, it's not matzel. So we also, if it doesn't have a shame kli, because it's not mekabel tumah, in Hilchus Kabbalah's tumah doesn't have a shame kli. So maybe it's not matzel. The kamash malanu is that it has a shame kli to be called the guf adama that's in a divinia space. It just doesn't have the shame kli to be mekabel tumah. But I haven't mean there is. Another horror. You look over here, kli avonim kli adam, and the Rav says, comes from the Rambam, Pirushim Mishnayis, that kli avonim kli adam, because it's not tomei, not midarais, not midarabonim. Meduik in the Rav, that if kli avonim and kli adam, they would have been geyser on, then it would take away its status to be a makiv tzomet psilim, to be matzel from tumah, on the oichel that's in the kli chayos. And the shaila is why. Is it poshut that a Durabonon would sabotage that soul Durabonon? That's what it sounds like. The Mishnah Melech asks a kasha that we have a sugya that seems not that way. The famous sugya of Tumah V'Taira in Bava Basu Dav Chof. Bava Basu Dav Chof is in the middle of Lo Yachbar, and the Inyonim in Lo Yachbar is Mechitzis between usage of different neighbors, Nizke Shechenim. And the Gemara brings in a sugya of blocking between Rishuyos, Legabi Hezekriya, Legabi Hishnamshus. And because of that, the Gemara goes off into a whole sugya of Tumah V'Taira. Rabbi Seinu had Sheklolis. You look, Reb Nochum, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, other yeshivas had Tyrus Taira. That was their place in the yeshiva Shemesechtes for it. One of the places. And over there, there's a Tosis in Bava Basu Dav Chof, and it's a rationale, it's Perek Yud Gimel, that if you have two rooms, and there's a wall between them, which should be chaitz, instead if there's a mess in one room, it's not metame the contents of the other room. However, there's a pesach, a chaloin between the two rooms. You could stuff the chaloin and block the pesach and be meinea havora satuma from one to the other, even al yidei something which is mekabel tumah derabbanan, which sounds like it's oimid benigud to the yisoid that we have here. Mishnah's Tyrus stells avek what the Yisrael Adov is. Achrenim Mutcherinim. L'chor the chilek is that when you're trying to create a shame kli, which should be mafsik, the havoras hatumah, and it's choytzitz, you need to have a shame kli that's not makabal tumah. A kli that's makabal tumah does not stop the transfer of tumah. A kli which is makabal tumah derabonon, on a derabonon level, also doesn't stop the havor of tumah. However, where the two rooms are divided by a mechitza, there's a Pesach between the two of them, which would be Maver Tumal after Zemechitza. What do you need? You need a Stimus HaPesach. This really goes back to what we explained at the end of Perek Tes. Sometimes there's a bitl of the Shem Kli that has one shear. Sometimes the Kli is a Kli, there's a Pesach, which invites in Tumah. So you have to close the Pesach, that has a different dynamic. So over here as well, closing up the Pesach, that's maver, bachaloin, between cheder v'cheder, over there it's easier. And even if it's mekabel tumah derabbanan, we still see it as an effective soisem es ha-pesach, and now the mechitza blocks. The mechitza defines it as two rooms. That's the chayda amitius ha-dvarim. There's another interesting point to make over here. We have in the Mishma, atzmes hadog v'oiroi, atzmes chaya shebayom v'oiro. Tesis Yomtiv says, when we say Atzmus HaDog, the Mishnah also should have said Atzmus HaOif. It's only Atzom, it's Kli Etzem, is from an animal bone, but not from an Oif. Oif is Tohor. So the Chet should be the same thing as Atzmus HaDog V'Oiroi. He says, L'maisa, if you look later on in Perek Yud Zayin, there are cases where there were Goyzer by an Oif. So Memelo Loitoni Luhu, because it's not cut and dry, it's not black and white. Ayin Shom. It's also Durabonon. Like what we just said before, it's only Durabonon, and still it would not be considered a Choytzitz, even though it's only Mekabel Tumah Durabonon. That's one point. Lamaisa, in the El Yerabba from the Goyin, he has the Girsa in the Mishnah, Atzmes HaDog V'Oiroi, Atzmes HaOiv V'Oiroi. He has such a Girsa, and the Goyin argues on that Girsa. He says, V'Loi Gassin and Atzmes Chayesh HaBayom, because if it's from Yom,
Even if it has a dmus chaya, there are things that live in the water that have a dmus of an animal. A seal is a good question, because seals live in the water, and they come out, they sun themselves, and maybe they eat on the shore. So these are good questions. Type of amphibians that live in the water, but they come out. What happens if they live mamish in the water? Then even if it has a tzura of a chaya shabayom, it has a tzura of an animal that could be on land, but they live in the water, lemaisa, they're not metame. So Memel, the Goyin says that can't be the gersa. Akabonim, the Goyin has the gersa of atzmas o'iv v'oiroi, but when you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Kelim, Perek Alva Lochadal, the Rambam says in Misvara, Yeroi li, which always means in the Rambam, there is no Makoy saying in Misvara, Sha'akelim asuim o'ro oifein mekablam tumim, k'may atzmoiso. According to the Goyin, before Shun Mishnah. So clearly the Goyin didn't have that gersa. So, the Tosfos Yom Tov, like we said, asked the Kasha of Atzmas O'if. And you look at the Rishash on Perk Chovdal, Mishnu Yer Aleph, and he's Mechadish, that Atzmas O'if, V'oiroi, Taka is not Mekabel Tumah. If it comes into contact with the Sheretz or with a dead body, it's not Mekabel Tumah. But it does have one type of Tumah. Tumas Medris, if it's Oimid Lemishkav Moshev Merkav, it will have Tumah. Because of that, it's called Roy Lekabel Tumah, and then it's not Choytzitz Mipnei Tumah. This is the Rishash's answer to Tosfos Kasha. It's a very important idea. First of all, the Etzem Shem Kli that's not Choytzitz, that doesn't have a Shem Kli, Ta'akofis Summit Psil, is even when it's not Mekabel the regular Tumas Kelim. Even though we're talking over here, is it a Kli, is it not a Kli, is it a Kli to be Mevatl, the Havora Satumah, if it has any Shem Roy Lekabel Tumah, then it doesn't have that din. It's not matzel, even if the tumah is not the typical tumas kelim. It's an idea worth remembering. The Mishnah now elaborates: matzilin the hatzolas a kli that has an opening, but that opening is sealed al yedei tzmidas psil el hapesach. So it's mevatel the shem pesach. Is ben mipiem the natural opening of the kli, ben mitzidem where there was an opening on the side and it was closed up by the hakofas tumas psil. Bein yoshim al shulehem, the kli sits on its bottom. The way a kli is, you have a jar, it has a flat bottom, it stands, it has an opening on the top, you screw on a screw top, it's sealed to the opening. Bein mutin al tzidem, or if the way it sits is sitting on its side. What's the havimina, what are the svaras, why should it depend on the horizontal or the vertical? So let's go back to the Mishnah. Yikvuyin al pihem, if a kli was turned over on its top, the bottom of the kli is up and the opening is down, and it's glued, it's attached to the ground with a tzomet psil, with clay. Matzilin kol shetachtem adat tohoim, everything that's inside of it and anything that's in the ground that has even a kever 10 feet underneath it is also nitzo. Rabbi Lazar holds that tzomet psil is not matzel whatever's tachas akli, whatever's inside the kli that's sealed to the ground, even though it's the same seal. The loshon of gzeres hakosev is mukav tzomet psil olov. Olov means on the top, not on the bottom. So clearly, the Tanakama, the Mishnah, was coming lafuka. It doesn't make a difference which direction it is. Lamaisa, the Rambam, is in Hilchas Tumas Meis, and also in the Pirshim Mishnayis, holds that the din that we're talking about over here is legabe oil hames, whether a kli that's put on the ground. We're not talking about glued to the ground. We're talking about whether it's an oil to be matzel from tumas meis that's underneath it, that's in another oil that's surrounding it. And legabe the drasha we just mentioned, some psil olov, that has to be olov and not to the ground, that everybody holds of. The machlokes is only legabe oil hames. This Rambam is in Tumas Meis, Per Chof Aleph, Halacha Gimel. And the Rabbi clearly argues on the Rambam. The Pashtus is that, okay, we have one Nakuda that according to Rambam, there's no machloikis about the drosha of Tzomet Psil Olov, that if it's facing downwards, it doesn't have a Hatzol Midin Tzomet Psil. All it has is a Hatzol Midin that it's in a separate oil. And that machloik, that Nakuda is Taka the Machlokes Tanoim, and the Pashtus is that the Ravid and the Rash over here, that also learns differently, and the Ravda learns differently than the Rambam. What they hold is that there is no Hatzolah Midin oil, and the reason for it would be very straightforward. There's a klal that ain't kelim nasim oil. The shaila is, as Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi in Perek Chof Mitumas Meis points out, is that the svora is kemat muchrak in the Mishnah itself. What the Rambam says that we're talking about midin oil has to be the pshat, because imishum mukav tzomet psil, let's say he took a glass jar and he glued it to the ground. That which is buried under the ground is in the jar. So why would that be called hakofet tzomet psil? Elamai. You have to say, no, there's a structure on top, and that structure is matzel midin oil. Now you have a kasha, ain't kelim oil. Now, we'll point out one thing. That's for sure that a kli cheres cannot be an oil. That's a klal. We'll have that later, mitzvah Hashem. There's no such thing as an oil made out of kli cheres. You can't have an oil made out of other materials that are mentioned in the Mishnah. You'll have to say that the din over here is l'gabi the other materials that are mentioned in the Mishnah. But this nekuda, like we just said from Reb Chaim, proves that we have to be talking about a hatzolas oil. And you have to say that there's, according to the Rambam, there's a new type of hatzolas oil that happens when there's a kli that's glued to the ground. The Ravid holds when it's glued to the ground, it becomes a new din of oil shel kli kofui. That's separate than the regular din oil. It's a new type of oil that has to be glued to the ground. Regular oil doesn't have to be glued to the ground. Just the structure. Like the Rambam, you'll have to say that the kli over here is talking about it has sides. The sides have to be a tefach, because that's the basic prerequisite of an oil. And that's what we're talking about, legabi hatzolas masha lamata mimenu, and that's the machlokes tanoim over here. Mishnah finishes off, ala koil matzilin. All these types of kelim that I mentioned in the Mishnah, they all have the din of mukav tzamid psil, chutz mikli cheres. Anything that's inside a klicheres is nitzel, but Chazal were geyser that other things besides for oichel, mashkin, klicheres, namely other types of kelim that do have tahara b'mikveh, do become tamei, even though mideraisa, they should be also nitzel. That's exactly the rabbanon, like we mentioned in the beginning of the previous parak. Mishnah Beis, bameh makifim. First Mishnah was which type of kli is the kli that you can enclose something to be nitzel from tumah ba'avir. The second yisoid is you have the kli and you have the cover. What is the cover? Or rather said, there's the psilm, there's the tzimud of attaching the cover to make it into ois pesach, like we explained, and that makes it not penetratable. What is the hakofas hakli to make it into a tzom psilm? Bisid, which is like lime. Gispis is the taitcha they use is geves, which in Ivrit means like plaster for the walls when you do a paint job, or what they make a cast out of. So the Farshim said that one is whiter than the other, but they're two different types of cement mixes that glue something on. Zephis is pitch. Shava is wax. Tit is pure cement. Tsoya is excrement. Obviously, it's not what's usually used, but it's something that's meluchluch, but it does create a chibur. Bechoymer. Choymer is like you have in the Torah by Mitzrayim. Choymer levenim. It's a type of cement. Becharsis. Charsis is some type of paste. It's also like cement, which is ground up kli cheres together with water. Bechol dova hamismarech. Anything that grinds, that's soft, and it attaches onto something, and it pulls things together. Ein makifin loy bebatz. Rav says batz is bedil. Bedil is like tin. Loy beforus is lead. These are two types of metal. Mipnei shehu posel. That's a cover, but it's not the chibur of the cover to the kli. Ben itzomid, like we just explained. It's not something that glues it to the kli. Ein makifin loy bedvelo shmeino. A dvelo is a date, and it's processed. That means it's rolled. It's not dripping juice. Belechos, but it's still fresh. So memela, because it's fresh, not dried out, it could still be a chibur of the cover to the kli. Veloy bebotzek shenilish bemei peres. A dough that's made, flour that's mixed together with fruit juice. What's the point? Why not flour mixed together with water? Flour mixed together with water is hukshal lekabel tumah. It already had mashk on it. Meperis is not one of the types of liquid that are machsha lekabel tuma. There is no hatsola for tzomid psil, except for something which is not mekabel tuma, which is why a kli, which is mekabel tuma, can't protect that which is in the kli, because it's not chaitzis, because it becomes tame itself. Food that's hukshel lekabel tuma would become tame. So the point over here is dveilishmeina botzik nidush meperis is that they're not hukshel, they're betzim not royal lekabel tuma themselves. So why not let them be the glue that holds the psil onto the tzomit? That's matzmin it onto the kli. So the Mishnah says that the reason why not, shaloya vienu de psul, it's gzera de rabbonon, because it's gonna be open to being mekabel tuma. As soon as water touches it, it's going to be royal lekabel tuma. So mel, that's going to invite the tuma. So mel, it doesn't work. But lemaisa, it does work. It's just one shouldn't do it. Vim hikiv itzel. Lemaisa, it is matzel if it was done. A few ways to explain what this lechatchila din drabanon is. The Rav, coming from the Rash, explains the lechatchila one shouldn't do it because it's what happens if it's hukshas, then it will become tame and it won't be matzah, then you're going to have a dovet tame. You think it's a dovet tame, it could bring out kama mechshoylem. The Rambam says different. The Rambam says, if you look at the Sugin Avayt Zor Daf Nunhei, there's a tzad over there, machleks in the Gemara, that maybe there's an issa b'chlal to be goyim tuma lechulun sheba Eretz Yisrael. So what is he doing? He has a big kli full of valuable food that he doesn't want to become tummy. He takes a little bit botzek shenilish b'mei peris. He smears it around the edge of the kli in order to glue it on. But with that, as soon as the person who's in the room dies, that itself, the botzek, is going to become tummy. Or it's going to be... It could become tame as soon as something will be makshrit. So mel, it's also to be goyrim to something to become tame. And then the nafkamina is that we don't pask in that way. And lemaisin, when you look at the Rambam in Halacha and Perek Chof Beis Min Tumas Meis Halacha Ches, he brings it all makif and help. Even these things in the Mishnah, he doesn't hold it in the Mishnah because he's holding it's only according to that shita. This din, of course, it's also to be metame tuma, to be metame chulin beretz yisrael. Of course, it's only a din derabonon. And the Pashto says, Rash says in the Sugya and Gittin, that it's alts prushim that would eat chulin betahara. So the other one should be machmul chetchil. So that was the din over here, was also a derabonon, alts that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.